Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Young Zwillick is back. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. What did you do to Celeste, Todd? You host for 2 weeks.
And now she needs a vacation.
Yeah, she's in intensive care for all week.
Yeah.
What did you do? What did you give her?
Hopefully not a virus.
Yeah. Well, you were down in Washington when you were co-hosting with her, so there's no chance that you were at fault here.
Well, I was here. I was there. We did a little New York, a little Washington, depending on news. Yeah. Well, I think she just needs a vacation, and that doesn't surprise me.
It's great to have you back in Washington. And I gather that the big story down there is Joe Biden's going to save the day on the budget cut negotiations.
Well, the White House has finally stepped in here, sending Joe Biden to the Hill. He was up on the Hill yesterday afternoon on budget talk negotiations, trying to avoid the big government shutdown on immediate spending cuts. And there's probably not going to be a deal anytime soon, judging from this meeting yesterday. Right now, John, Republicans and Democrats are about $50 billion apart on how much they want to cut. Republicans want to cut $61 billion. We've talked about that. Dems have cut or are willing to cut, they say, about $11 billion. So $50 apart, and a lot of the difference here is being driven by conservative House freshmen. They're really, really leaning hard on Speaker John Boehner. John Boehner already cut with the $61 billion, a lot more than he originally wanted to. They're saying to him, Boehner, don't bring back a deal from the Senate or from Joe Biden that has milquetoast cuts. We don't want it. Listen to David Schweikert. He's a congressman, freshman, conservative, Tea Party freshman from Arizona. Listen to Schweikert yesterday.
I'm a social conservative, but it's that dollar amount right now, because that's the moral imperative. At the end of the day, it does come down to the math.
About the math for him, John. He wants a big number.
But does that mean he's going to let the government shut down if he doesn't get what he wants?
Well, that's certainly a possibility, and there are a lot of his Tea Party conservative colleagues who are willing to do that. And it's not just the math. And here's where it gets really dicey for everyone, John, especially for Republican leaders. There are over 100 policy riders included in the spending cut bill that Republicans passed 2 weeks ago. They run the gamut. Many of them are trying to tie Barack Obama's hands on how he can run his government, from defunding big parts of the EPA, the FDA, defunding healthcare reform. And why would he sign those? They basically tie his hands and say he can't run his own domestic agenda. Now, at least 5 of these riders have to do directly with restrictions on abortion in different parts of the government. Now, you just heard one Tea Party freshman say, this is about math for him. Give me a big number. That's all I care about. But here's Chris Smith. He's also a conservative, veteran Republican, not a freshman from New Jersey. He's not a Tea Party member. He's strongly pro-life. Listen to Chris Smith.
But above all, from a human rights perspective, you can't back off from a human rights perspective when, if you do so, you facilitate the demise of hundreds of thousands of children.
But now, Smith voted yes on the spending cut bill, John. He says unless all the abortion restrictions are in the deal that comes back from the Senate, he's voting no. Every single one of them, or he votes no.
But the Senate isn't going to allow that to sort of win the day. I mean, what do the Democrats say about abortion dominating this government shutdown?
They say there's no way all these abortion riders are going to stay in. They just can't do it. They can't hold their Democratic base and pass a bunch of abortion riders. And liberal Democrats themselves are really mad at Barack Obama. And there's no compromise on abortion and some of this stuff. But listen to Tom Harkin, liberal Democrat, who's already carping at the White House, really mad at them because they've taken a whole bunch of stuff out that he really wanted. They've cut literacy programs. They've cut food programs for poor women and babies. Harkin is beside himself just as these negotiations are getting started. Listen to Harkin.
We know how many eighth graders are reading at second grade level, and we had literacy programs. We just wiped them all out. I bet not very many people know that. I'm disappointed in the White House. I'm greatly disappointed so far and what they have been advocating.
A taste there from Tom Harkin of what the Democrats and the Tea Party Republicans are saying as the budget negotiations get going. Todd Zwillick, I want to remind our listeners, Celeste Headlee isn't in ICU. She just had a throat infection all week.
Yeah.
I was trying to blame it on you. I take cheap shots at you. I misinform our listeners about my co-host.
At the very least, she needs a rest. We know that.
That's right. All right, Todd, thanks so much.
My pleasure.